It is bright pink and a wee bit silly, but film critics don't want you to dismiss the new Barbie movie just yet. The highly anticipated movie about the world's most popular doll is taking the internet by storm months before its premiere. It promises lots of fun, but there's still a lot of mystery about the plot. RNZ's own Barbie fanatic, who knew we had one, Kirsty Frame, has the story.
It's still over a month away from hitting the big screen, but the hype is growing in Wellington.
Oh, I love Barbie. When I was little, my mum painted my room pink. I had like a princess castle around my bed.
We both love pink, so Barbie's always been pretty cool to us.
Yeah. I was like, ecstatic. Whoa, there's a live action?
But the Ryan guy, that's why I'm not too sure about him, because he doesn't seem that funny. He's too old to be funny.
She's definitely a girl boss.
From director Greta Gerwig, who brought us Lady Bird and Little Woman, soon we will have Barbie. Margot Robbie plays the lead, while Ryan Gosling has bagged the role of Himbo Ken. Film critic Dominic Corey says it will be hard not to pay attention to the Warner Brothers movie.
It doesn't look like a super obvious cash grab. They've got a really interesting director, a really interesting cast. It's a diverse cast. It seems like an inclusive, progressive film. By all accounts, we haven't seen it yet, but it actually looks like it might be an interesting film, as well as being a celebration.
Little has been revealed of the plot, but it looks like Barbie has a bit of an existential crisis inside her perfect pink universe and goes into the real world. Dominic Corey says there's a risk the film won't be taken seriously.
But I think that's where we can admire the studio for making the decisions they have. They've got arguably the number one female star in the world, and they've hired an interesting director. Greta Gerwig does not make big mainstream blockbusters. She makes personal, interesting films about characters.
In this world, every Barbie is called Barbie, but one is a president, another an author, and yet another a scientist who's won a Nobel Prize in physics. And the Kens? Well, they're always just Ken. Canterbury University history professor Katie Pickles says it'll be interesting to see how the movie handles Barbie's complicated past.
Barbie has been interpreted as being about sameness, that post-war women from 1959 ought to be tall, thin, white, and that's been the image of Barbie. It's been about objectifying women is how feminists interpreted it.
And even New Zealand's first Barbie doll has weighed in. In 2019, sports presenter Melody Robinson was turned into the first ever Māori Barbie doll for Mattel's 60th anniversary.
It's going to be really interesting to see how they bring that traditional Barbie stereotypical female role into what is now a pretty complex world and using humour to do it. So I probably will force my sons to watch it with me. I have to admit that, and probably my husband as well.
Barbie comes out in theatres in New Zealand on July 20th.